Welcome this morning to Truth Source, the Word of God, as we seek to discover sound biblical truth for today's world through the study of Scripture. This is Pastor Alan Morrison from Christ Range Church in Frederick County, Virginia, with today's message titled, Blessed is He Who Waits. Today's message is based on Daniel 12, verses 1 through 13. But let us open with prayer. From Isaiah speaking of the coming Messiah, he announces him as, I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! For you, O Lord, are exalted forever. Amen. Our scripture lesson today comes from Daniel 12, 1 through 13. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen since there was a nation, even at that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank and the other on that river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be? Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore to him who lives forever, It shall be for a time, times and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, My Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go away, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits, and comes to the 1,335 days. But you, go your way till the end, for you shall rest, and will arise to your inheritance at the end of days. Now today we will cover all of chapter 12, which is the conclusion of the book of Daniel. This passage is most easily interpreted as a vision to the Jews, as Daniel understood as a Jew. But this also has a parallel meaning, as we shall see, for all people of faith. This chapter is Daniel's vision of the end times that leads up to the return of Jesus and the tribulation. There are many parallels here with the book of Revelation, but also with other Old Testament prophets. Many will view the events of Daniel that he saw in his vision with dread, but for the person of faith, this is to be a glorious time. So we open in verse 1, At that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over your people, and there shall be a time of trouble. And at that time your people will be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. This begins with Michael the angel, the archangel, the chief of angels, making an appearance. That it is Michael that appears indicates the seriousness of this moment for the future. Many other angels have been involved, but at this moment it is the boss who comes to deliver the message to God's people. The same message is told to us by Jesus in Matthew 24:21. For then there will be a great distress unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. By reading more of Matthew 24, Jesus' message is directed primarily to the Jews living in Judah and Jerusalem. That Gentile believers are included is implied here in Daniel, as well as in various places in the New Testament. And the question arises, who will be delivered? Now this phrase seems to be referring to the Book of Life, a document containing the names of God's faithful people that we find in Philippians 4:3, Revelation 3:5, 13:18, 17:8, 20, 12, 15, 21, 27, 22, 19. A careful study of this passage speaking of the Book of Life reveals that those whose names will be included in this book will be obedient to the instructions found in the Bible, especially noting here Revelation 3:5 and 20:12. We have earlier compared the king calling for his book who had helped the king in Esther, when the king is shown that Malachi, Esther's uncle, had served well and had not been rewarded. The same thought is carried from the earthly realm to God's heavenly realm. On that day, you had better pray that your name will be found in this book. Those whose name is written are the ones who will be spared. The question then becomes, how do I make sure my name is there? Throughout the Bible, God and then Jesus gave us commandments we are to keep, not just what we want to or think we ought to, but always. A.W. Pink, in his book, Profiting from the Word, states this as, they are made new creatures in Jesus Christ, from 2 Corinthians 5:17. God refers to this miracle of grace thus, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, from Hebrews 8:10. The heart is now inclined to God's law. A disposition has been communicated to it which answers to its demands. There is a sincere desire to perform it. And thus, the quickened soul is able to say, when thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, Lord, I seek thee, from Psalm 27:8. And said the Lord Jesus, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is it that loves me, from John 14:21. Not in the Old Testament, but the Gospels and the Epistles, does God own anybody as a lover of him who says to keep his commandments. Love is something more than sentiment or emotion. It is a principle of action. It expresses itself in something more than honeyed expressions, namely by deeds which please the object love. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. 1 John 5:3. O my reader, you are deceiving yourself if you think you love God, and yet have no deep desire to make no real effort to walk obediently before him. That obedience which God requires can proceed only from a heart which loves him. So whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, from Colossians 3:23. That obedience which springs from a dread of punishment is servile. That obedience which is performed in order to procure favors from God is selfish and carnal. But spiritual and acceptable obedience is cheerfully given. It is the heart's free response to and gratitude for the unmerited regard and love of God for us. Now, continuing on in verse 2, many of those who sleep in the dust shall awake and come to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. This may seem vague, but it is a very direct statement of the resurrection of those who have died before the last day. The word sleep here means death, or those that have died. Those who are found in the book will arise to everlasting life, while those who are not found will be dispatched to hell. To those who claim that all will go to heaven, this is another clear separation of the sheep from the goats. Those who love Jesus and live like they do, and those who just didn't find the time or desire to serve faithfully. This brief statement seemingly implies there will be one resurrection, but be assured that there will be two, one before and one after the tribulation. Though this is a clear statement of resurrection, It's also a clear statement of judgment to come. And from verse 3, those who are wise shall shine like brightness of the firmament, and those turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. It is a selfish person who only seeks his own salvation. Daniel here makes a clear message of our duty to others, not selfishly seeking only for ourselves, but in righteousness, making the effort to save as many others as we are able. The intent of this verse was, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end." To shut up the words implied that the words should be kept safely until the time when they were needed. Seal the book has a double sense of authenticating the message and preserving it. Daniel was previously told to seal the words in chapter 8 as well. And this is an important statement in that it is not our duty to worry about the coming events, but to live fully and completely for God until these days. If we do, we will not have to worry, for our names will be preserved, and it will be too late to attempt to cram for this final exam. Daniel returns to the moment and sees, "Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this bank and one on the other, and the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters. How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?" Now Daniel had been speaking with one angel, Gabriel, Michael. Then two others show up, not named. The first angel stands above the water, while the others are on opposite banks. Daniel's attention is still directed to the first. Is this angel Michael, or is it a pre-incarnate Christ? Daniel would not have known Jesus yet, but to me the important part of this is this one was of high standing in heaven. And we continue with, "Then I heard the man in clothed in linen who was above the waters. He held up his right hand and his left to heaven and swore by him who lives forever, it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished." In general, this is referring to the 1,260 days, 3.5 years, that the two witnesses prophesy in Revelation. When they finish their testimony or message, they are killed by the beast. That's a Revelation 11:7. Thus their power is broken, and the final events of the Revelation can be completed. Of course, the two witnesses arise after 3.5 days and ascend to heaven, which is when the seventh trumpet will sound and there is another earthquake. Revelation 11:13. What is this times, times, and half a time? This 3.5 year period is well known in other passages of biblical prophecy. We have it in Daniel 7:25, where it is described as a period that saints are given into the Antichrist's hands. It is described in 9:27 of Daniel as the period between the breaking of the Antichrist covenant with Israel, the erection of the abomination of desolation, and the establishment of Jesus' kingdom. And then again, Daniel 12:7, the duration of the time of trouble for Israel. Revelation 11:2 describes it as a period that the holy city will be tread underfoot by Gentiles. Revelation 11:3 described it as the period of ministry for the two witnesses. Then in Revelation 12:6 and 12:14, it is described as the period that Israel, perhaps only as remnant, is preserved by God in the wilderness. And then Revelation 13:5 describes it as the duration of the Antichrist authority to rule, to persecute, and to blaspheme. So taking all of these together, we are obviously dealing with the last half of Daniel's 70th week, the Great Tribulation. We know very little about the first half. I take from the fact that additional references to this period refer only to the end, that we may actually live in the first half without ever knowing it unless we are prepared and we show biblical wisdom. And Daniel responds much as we would have, "Although I heard, I did not understand." And this is the problems with the writings of the end times. It is so much symbolic and in code. Even after a great deal of study, you are still not absolutely sure as to what it means, precisely. But Daniel was concerned for his people. He did not want a long period of suffering and death. It's a very good question. But God answers it just as he always has. And God and angel says, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed and sealed until the end of time. Many will be purified, made white, and refined. The wicked shall do wickedly. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days." The "go your way," as it is written here, is simply a polite way of saying, just go away. I can't answer your question in a way that you would like at this time. That many will be made white, purified, and refined are references to either being martyred or to finding the light through oppression. The end means the righteousness will be rewarded, while the unjust will do as they always do and suffer for their sin. The second half of this verse reflects the exact events of Antiochus' evil in Jerusalem we read last time. This reinforces that he was a model for the future Antichrist, and that we can learn much from the events of the time of his rule. This final chapter after the book of Daniel focuses on the end time prophecy, events that will occur just before and just after Jesus Christ returns to earth. Satan had tried to keep Daniel from understanding the visions he had received, and thus prevent God's truth from being revealed. This time of trouble also responds to the one spoken of by the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 36-7. "Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale? Alas, for that great day, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, and he shall be saved out of it." Must we depend on just what Daniel has given us? If we go to Matthew 24, Jesus listed these signs. False prophets will arise to deceive many, from verse 5. Many of God's people will be hated, hunted, and killed, in verse 9. Lawlessness shall abound, in verse 12. "And even as these tragic sorrows intensify, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come," in verse 14. This passage indicates that the sign is something that we will be able to literally see, that it can be understood by those who read this prophecy. Are any or all of these signs evident in today's world? Yes, they are. We have many false prophets that people accept because the false message is better for how they live already, and many do not want to hear the truth. Christians are being persecuted today in America. Fortunately for us, it has not yet become violent. But Christians in the workplace are frequently passed over for promotions or being accepted to a new job. They are told to keep their belief to themselves or be fired. Finally, lawlessness. We are seeing just how the law is being ignored, at least in some cases, for the elite and some special groups of people. The Christian who keeps the faith and speaks boldly will become the new target, and that will cause more hatred against Christ. We no longer can simply disagree, but we jump immediately to hate. But now Daniel 12:12 offers a blessing. "Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days." Now, God places great emphasis on patient endurance at the end of this age of man. This is similar to Jesus' instruction, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved," Matthew 24:13. Patience pays in our journey to eternity. We are blessed with knowing the rest of the story and how it all turns out. We cannot change God's mind or make any attempt to reschedule events. It will occur just as God has already decided. We must abide the evil, do our best every day, and let as many as we can know of the love of God and His truth. So we close today's message and the book of Daniel with, "But you, go your way till the end, for you shall rest, arise to your inheritance at the end of days." The angel tells Daniel just what he is to do, and the message is the same for all. Go your way, live our lives in a righteousness every day, be alert to prepare for what is to come, and not only to maintain our faith, but to grow our faith each and every day. You shall rest. You will come to your personal end, be it death at your prescribed time, or you will be raised in glory. Then, whether from the grave or from the face of the earth, you will arise to your inheritance, your reward from the hand of God Almighty, to the fulfillment of eternity with Him. This will occur in its due time, either our personal, physical limit, or the conclusion of humanity at the end of days. It will come. Hallelujah. Now, Daniel the prophet warns us of terrible end time events that will affect the entire world, but he also provides wonderful hope for those who submit to God. Jesus Christ is going to return, establish the kingdom of God. As Daniel has explained to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2, this kingdom will eventually break in pieces and consume all the other kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Remember Daniel's benediction, "Blessed is he who waits," not in sorrow or fear, but in anticipation of what is to come. That will certainly come to those who love and fear God and remain faithful and obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. So let us close with our benediction. Go out into the world in peace, have courage, hold on to what is good, return no one evil for evil, help the suffering, honor all, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. So thank you for joining us today on the radio. If able, find a good church and worship with God's people. But we pray you will also find God here as well. You can hear a message every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. on this radio station, or join us in person at Christ Range Church at 11 a.m. for Truth Source, the Word of God. If you missed the message, go to www.talkwinchester.com, then Church Services tab, and then Christ Reigns. You can also find the text and video of this message on our website. This is from Christ Reigns Church, www.crpchurch.com.
I am watching.